This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now for our next story, there is a shortage of PPR units in Penang. Over 200 applicants have been waiting over 7 years to get a unit at the Taman Manggis PPR. In fact, some applicants have waited for as long as 20 years to get housing.
So in response, the State Housing Department called in over 22 applicants on the PPR waiting list yesterday to offer them several options, including rent-to-own schemes by the state government. Penang State Exco Jagdeep Singh Deo said that they will convert some of the low-cost housing units to rent-to-own schemes. Those who have been waiting for over a decade will be given priority. He believes that the scheme will benefit the applicants by giving them a sense of ownership, while at the same time turn them into homeowners.
So another solution that's being looked at is to start evicting ineligible tenants from PPR units. About 22 of them have been asked to leave, and they were served a notice last year. Among the reasons cited for that ineligibility were defaults in payment of rental or maintenance fees, or an increase in income that then exceeds that 1,500 ringgit per household requirement. Some were also found to be married to foreigners or owned other properties.
Yeah, so this case is an interesting one, because at the moment, I think some of them have been asked to hand over their keys today. Some have done so, but some have refused to give the officers their keys, saying that I have lived here for a very long time. I have kids that need to stay here. I have nowhere else to go. So this case, it's quite a complex conversation because it involves individual lives.
It also seems to me that it's time for us, I think, to have a larger conversation about all the different points of entry to get housing in this country.
Yeah.
Right? Because when we talk about affordable housing and we talk about the barriers that face people, I'm not saying that all of it is made equal. Obviously, different communities have different struggles. But this is very serious. 200 people for 7 years waiting to get a unit for a unit that's supposed to be affordable, right? That's supposed to be open and available to the people who need it. And at the same time, you have this glut of properties on the flip side of that in a whole other segment of spending for, a whole other segment of society. And so I know the problems aren't directly related.
But
right?
The juxtaposition is strange.
Yeah. It seems like we're always having conversations about housing in Malaysia, and the problems exist on different levels.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to understand this. We have on the line Dr. Ainoriza Mohamed Aini, who's a senior lecturer for the Faculty of Built Environment in UM. Dr. Ainoriza, thanks for joining us. What are the biggest issues with the PPR scheme that need to be reviewed?
I think one of the biggest issues with PPR is there's actually quite a few, but the main one is subletting, illegal subletting, which they're not supposed to sublet. I think I've heard a few tenants subletting their units up to 500 to 600 per month when they only pay about 100 plus per month. That's one issue. And another one is those who are actually not qualified anymore, who do not wish to exit or depart from their current home. So this is another issue, which sort of constrain those who are in the waiting list to enter into this PPR project. Another one would be there's quite a number of tenants who has long overdue of rent. So this is another issue. There are also issues with subletting to foreigners, migrants, which are also not allowed. So that is also something that, preventing those who are in the waiting list to enter into this PPR scheme. And we don't have enough, actually, of this PPR scheme. I know that the government has been, especially the Ministry of Housing and Local Government, has been trying to inject more PPR, but there's still a lot of waiting lists that need to be, to be cleared.
How would a rent-to-own scheme alleviate the PPR waiting list?
Right. So actually, rent-to-own scheme is actually only recently introduced by the Cabinet, approved for PPR in August 2016. So it's actually too early to say whether it's the best effective solution to alleviate the PPR waiting list. So at the moment, there's no systematic research to look at the outcome yet. But in my opinion, it may work, yeah, but it depends on the model of the rent-to-own. whether the government wants it to be three years, the tenancy contract, is it 5 years or is it 10 years? You know, it depends on the situation and the context. So, you know, maybe some places need a longer period of renting before they can own. So rent to own can be successful depending on the structure of the rent to own. So maybe in some places, 3 years tenancy and then might work. You know, in some places, you know, 5 years tenancy might work. In some places, you know, the tenant may need a longer tenancy period before they can afford to purchase a home. So I think it's very much depending on the capability and financial capability of the tenant.
So we're talking about a situation that exists in Penang, right? That's where this story originated. How is this issue dealt with in other states? Is there a similar waiting list problem?
Yes, I would say yes. A similar problem in other states as well. There's a long waiting list in other states. Just to let you know that PPR is handled differently in different states. It's managed differently, and the tenancy term is also handled differently. The process, the selection process, also handled differently. So, to my best knowledge, they're trying to build more public housing.
So, some of the tenants have been asked to move out. Essentially, they were considered ineligible to stay in PPRs because of certain conditions. What support do you think should be given to these evicted tenants?
I think temporary, to help them relocate to another place. And maybe it could be in terms of rental housing subsidies for a couple of months or probably a year until they settle down into a new place.
Should there be any changes then to the way cases are addressed so that they are managed more efficiently?
I think from the beginning, during the selection process, distribution process, we could do differently. We can look at the model from other countries like Australia and Hong Kong. They have done this successfully. And probably from the beginning, the government should have an exit policy, a program to ensure that those who enter into this PPR, you know, have chances to exit and depart from PPR. So that could be one solution that the government can do. So maybe we can look at one best example is probably in Australia. They have a very good allocation and distribution system of public housing.
So besides the PPR scheme, is there a better way low-income earners can obtain housing?
I think the main issue at the moment is lack of supply of PPR, and the waiting list is just too long and huge. So it won't be easy for the government to clear the list. Even a good public housing system like Hong Kong needs about 5 years to clear the list. You know, the waiting list is about 5 years. So it's not an easy thing to tackle. What the government can do is to find another solution. For example, maybe giving tax benefit to employer. You know, if they support their employees by giving them accommodation, so maybe the employer can get tax benefit in that way, in that sense. But in the longer run, I think the government needs to build more PPR, maybe looking at other model like Wakaf development model. But in my personal opinion, I think if we're moving towards developed countries, maybe we need to lessen the burden of government to build more PPR houses. Maybe we should learn from other countries, like empower more social entrepreneurs or non-profit developers to build more houses for these low-income earners.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Dr. Ainoriza Mohamed Aini, Senior Lecturer for the Faculty of Built Environment in University of Malaya. Keep it here on the Evening Edition. We'll be back to read some messages, and you can send your thoughts through as well. We like hearing from you. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.